Ultimate Trivia Podcast.
Welcome to the Ultimate Trivia Podcast, the show where knowledge is power and laughter is the only reward. I am your host, Andy, and we've got all the crew in the house tonight with Pro-Am in the closet. We start with her, ladies first, of course. How you doing tonight, Pro-Am?
I'm good. Howdy to everybody.
Yeah. Hola.
Hola. 100 tonight, fellas.
Wow.
Wow.
Remarkable.
Triple digits.
It's a long time.
It is a good long time. Doesn't feel that long to me, necessarily.
It's like it was yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, it's gone by pretty quick.
It's pretty cool.
It really is.
We should have had like 100 donuts, you know, here or wings, or, you know, something.
Cake donuts.
Yeah.
Man.
Whatever.
Can we start over?
With episode one?
Yeah. Pause.
No. Start 100 over so we can arrange that ahead of time. All right. No, let's meet the guys. We got Brian BQ.
Hey, what's going on?
Moose. Brian, what's the best and worst part? And you can answer from today's perspective, or maybe your younger days perspective, of having a big brother. Best and worst.
I'm looking right at you, B.
Okay. The best, I guess they're both tied together. So the worst was how much abuse I took. Like, he used to beat me pretty severely, but then also if someone else tried to touch me, he'd beat them.
He was the only one that got to torment.
The protector.
Yeah.
That's a true older brother.
He'd handle. Yeah.
That's good.
100%.
I will put you in your place, but I'll also uplift you.
Yeah. There you go.
Kelly Ray.
But now he's, 4 or 5 inches shorter than me.
I will bite your ankle.
I think it's 4 3/4.
Wow.
Very good. All right, that's Kelly. He wanted the reins for number 100. I can't wait to see what you have in store for us tonight.
Yeah, don't get your hopes up too high.
They never are with you, my friend, but, we always expect the lowest level, and then we're pleasantly surprised.
Thanks, right? Andy. I love you, man.
Scotty.
Hey, Andy. Hey, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Yeah, okay. All right, I have a scenario I'd like to paint for you.
Okay.
You are required to move. Now, you will have an unlimited budget to outfit wherever you move to.
Okay.
And from this house, you're allowed to take two things. What's the first two that come to mind?
Outside of human household members?
You do get to bring your family with you.
Okay, that's good. Sir. That's good.
If you didn't say your wife, you're going to be...
This is a cherished treasure, right? Sentimentality type question, okay. Really. Because the 86 are there in the man cave. Excuse me, the 85er.
Right.
Is getting an upgrade because you have an unlimited budget. So what can't you replace with money?
Well, believe it or not, we have photos from back in the olden days. So
analog? Pages of photos?
Well, I mean, we just have boxes of photos from when our kids were little. So that would probably be one. That would be number one.
Sure.
And then my phone.
Wow.
I mean, okay. my entire life is in my phone now.
That's a good point.
Contacts and everything.
Are the photos in the phone?
Not the ones from...
Take pictures of the...
Way back when.
He could.
I'd argue that you live your life in a specific environment. You're an Apple guy.
Yeah.
So getting a new phone and basically picking up where you left off would be enough.
Would not be a problem?
No, I don't think so. You get one do-over if something immediate comes to mind.
Yeah. What
that was a dumb
wedding
answer.
Ring?
Yeah, that's a really good one, actually. Yes. Okay. And then, Nick, I'm not going to ask you anything.
Please don't.
Okay. How do you feel about 100? That's what I want to know. And you've got an older brother. We're going to get back to that, too.
Okay. Anyway, what about him?
How do you feel about 100?
I wouldn't say overwhelmed, but, when we started this, we had no idea what was going to happen. So the fact we hit 100... Feel pretty good about it. And
people pay attention to us.
People pay attention.
That is the
people
craziest.
Listen to this.
Kind of a big deal.
A little bit. Yeah. Anyway, it's super fun, but guys. We enjoy it. We've told you many times over. This is what we've been doing for years, decades, even, and we just decided to throw some mics in our front of our face for the most part. So we're happy to have you along for the ride. Tell a friend, and if you would like to get in touch with us, we invite you to engage. We love to talk to you through social media, email. All of it can be found at our website, theultimatetriviapodcast.com. YouTube is rocking and rolling. Casey is crushing it over there. If you'd like a little visuals with your trivia, you can engage with us in a special way. We have some announcements coming up here for the start of season 3, which is right around the corner. Don't tell anybody. Video's coming. Wow.
Tell everybody.
Video is on its way. We feel we have found a solution that is going to make you feel like you're sitting right here at the table with us. And that has been the delay so far. We've had solutions. It just hasn't captured the feeling of the room. Sure. So that's what's coming. And yeah, we're going to have a special way for you to get some bonus items. We have a Patreon coming. Stay tuned for that. That's pretty cool. Pro-Am's putting all that together and putting the final touches on it.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Question of the week, I guess, huh? Pro-Am, what do you got?
You bet. This week's question comes from Nick Norwood, and he wants to know, what would you do with instant muscle memory? So what that means is whatever you see anyone do, you can replicate instantly. Memorization is out, and your physical state could be a limitation. But other than that, what would you do with your instant muscle memory?
Rubik's Cube, 3.6 seconds.
Wow. Golf. Is that the record? That
I have no idea.
Way too long.
It might be... I mean, shorter than
I feel like no it idea. Might be less than a second, yeah. Actually.
I have no idea.
The record.
Wow. I'm going with the triple Lindy.
Solid.
Done.
I like it.
Back to school.
Yeah. BQ, that solid. Is awesome.
That's it. Triple Lindy.
I've said this multiple times. Can I change my answer?
I feel like he's already got that, though. I feel like you could put that together.
I feel like he might have done it when he was a lifeguard back in the 1900s.
Oh, that was a dangerous move. I appreciate the effort on that one.
Oh, man.
I'm thinking awesome. Golf.
Golf is definitely on my list.
I'm not too old to be able to do it. Physically, I can still do it, and you can still make money doing it.
You can. That's true. So it's odd. My head didn't go to monetization, and it usually does.
First place I went.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just really thinking more about what skills I feel. The word's too strong, but I kind of feel jealous of, you know, because I don't feel like I have a path to master that skill. Drawing, playing certain, you know, I'm not musical, that sort of thing. So
whatever one I pick, it needs to provide me a benefit of some sort. Maybe not monetarily, but some kind of true benefit.
I'm going guitar, I think, because I feel like that something you can sit on a mountain, just strum a guitar. I don't know why that comes to my mind, but that sounds cool.
Well, I was going to say guitar solo, so I'll change it. You know, you watch those martial artists and they break like 300 bricks with one strike or something. I'd like to do that.
I know what you're saying, but I'm picturing more Steven Seagal.
Yeah, whatever.
Such a pointless skill. Why do you need to know that?
Well, it's not even a skill. He has the muscle memory, but it doesn't mean he has the muscle to actually do it.
I can only do it for an hour.
I mean, I could watch a guy hit a brick right now, and I can do that.
That's true.
But you have to break the brick.
What? And the bottom one, right?
Yeah, all the way through.
That's right.
Karate Kid 2.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bloodsport, actually.
They both do it. Karate Kid broke ice from the side.
Ouch.
Yeah. I thought we were talking about bricks.
No, you're just saying
breaking stuff
with hands.
In general, objects.
Karate style.
That's a Limp Bizkit song, I think.
Break stuff?
Yeah, break stuff.
We're off the rails.
Yeah.
All right. Who sent that in for us?
That was from Nick Norwood.
Ah, Nick, friend of the show. Very good. Shout out to you, buddy. Thank you for sending that in. We have a t-shirt code coming your way. You can visit the merch store put on by Warrior Logo Wear, our partner in all of this. The link is right at the top of the website. You can also find it in our show notes. And we got some cool merch. Time for a refresh, though. I think we'll beef up some of our merch options.
Oh, I like it.
Go check out some new stuff.
Yeah, I like it.
Season 3 feels like a good launch for that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right. K. Ray.
Yes, sir.
Are you ready to tantalize us?
I don't know how tantalizing this is going to be.
Am I overselling it here?
Yeah, you are.
I'm not a fan. There's no notepad, no pen. I mean, there's no pen and paper. He has a laptop.
Yeah, high tech over here.
It's right back here.
Yeah, well, I don't see it. It doesn't exist.
The pen and paper was a premise.
Okay.
I'm stepping up my game.
Like it.
Because of you guys.
Oh. Yeah.
The questions are still going to suck, but that's fine. Let's go.
Do you know where the power button is? Okay.
It's got a fingerprint thing.
It does. Oh. Scary.
It's amazing. Mm. Okay, so this is the 100th episode. Basically, it's going to be a tale of two halves. The first half, we're going to do all based on 100. So the second half, we'll wait, and I'll let you know after this score check.
I like that.
After this score check.
I like that.
So it's just possible 10 points.
Okay.
And we'll go from there.
Okay.
I like it.
I don't know if I like it yet. Yeah, that's really nothing to like.
Wait for
actually
it.
Actually terrifying.
Wait for it.
It's time for the main event, our 10 question trivia game, and it's our 100th episode, so it is kind of wide open. We don't know what's going on here. Here's how it works. He's going to read a question, and when I say he, that's K-Ray in the corner. We are going to answer our answers on our whiteboards, and when he says reveal, we do have to show our answers. If we get it right, Nicholas will give us a point.
Yep.
And if we get it wrong, well, that's when the real fun begins. I think we should let each other have it tonight.
All right.
Happy
100. We know 100 in. I got about a 5% chance of winning. That's what we do now.
Hey, so you're just telling me there's a chance, baby. Let's see who ends up on top today. K-Ray, let's hear it. Okay, but before we get to that question number one, a quick interruption. Our Patreon is officially up and running. And if you like the show, this is the easiest way to get a little more. You'll get early access, ad-free listening, and more bonus content as we keep building this thing out. The link is in our show notes, or you can head to the website and find the Patreon from there. Thank you all for supporting the show. Now, let's get to the trivia.
Question number one. What number times itself equals 100? Before you start writing, I'm going to need those answers in Roman numerals. The equation in Roman numerals.
Oh, the entire sentence?
No. The equation. What number times itself equals 100?
So
I'm going to need that equation written in Roman
numerals.
So you want
a number times a number equals a number, but in Roman numerals.
A number times a number. What number times itself equals 100?
Okay.
I'm going to need that equation in Roman numerals, and I'll accept two equations.
Okay.
What number times itself equals 100? And I'm going to need that answer in Roman numerals, and I'll accept two equations. Good luck.
Stupid.
I should really just look at Roman numerals again because I'm terrible with them.
Well, you ever see like when they start the movies and it's so many letters, like I didn't even know M was a Roman numeral.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Guess what's not in the answer?
Correct. Correct. Does everybody have an answer down?
Guess nope. What's not in the answer?
Yeah.
Guess that.
He just gave one of the Roman numerals away, so I'm saying.
Like whenever you see the movies and like started in M, whatever.
Okay.
Like I didn't even know M was a Roman numeral.
Yeah, nothing.
Scott, you ready, sir?
Sure, why not?
All right, reveal, guys. Scott has X squared equals...
The V.
V. Nick has X X times X equals X 10 times.
Yes.
Andy has X squared equals C. Brian has V times V. We have, what was yours again, Scott?
V.
We have one correct answer, and it is Andy.
I would like to point out before you move on, though, I would like to give kudos to the doc who, as a square, as an exponent, use the appropriate Roman numeral for squares.
Correct.
I appreciate
Bravo.
It. Thank you, Andy. I'll take that as a...
XII.
Nerd. My answer was not incorrect, technically, but okay.
But 10 X's is not the Roman numeral for 100.
Right.
The Roman numeral for 100 is C.
Yeah.
So Andy,
I definitely did not know.
So Andy had it right. X squared equals C.
Mm-hmm.
Or I would have taken X times X equals C.
Andy, what's the V?
Five.
Okay.
Yep.
And
I thought so, but I don't remember seeing it.
Yep. Yeah. There's a. It really gets complicated as you start adding numbers without getting, you know, because C is 100.
Oh.
But if you did like,
but 90,
77 or 90, yeah, it really gets pretty complicated.
Okay.
Sorry.
Very interesting.
Moose is down.
Moose. First question. I'm
Moose
already there.
Out. Moose out. Question number two. What do you call 100 years? I will give you an example if you want. If you don't.
Sure, I'll take an example.
10 years is a decade. What do you call 100 years?
Yeah. Okay.
Fair enough. This better be 100%.
Are they all going to be math questions?
It's a tale of two halves.
First one was Roman. This one's Latin.
Yeah. Thought we were friends.
Everybody ready? Let's go ahead and reveal, guys. Brian has a century. We have a century all around the world.
Yeah, that's right.
You guys are all correct.
All right.
Flavor text. 100 years is a century.
Fascinating. Dynamite dropping, Kelly.
The root word, cent. Stands for 100. That's why we call our fractional monetary figure is a cent. It is 100 of those.
And percent is a percentage of that.
There you go.
Wow.
What's up, nerds? I'm with you. I'm the king, baby.
I'll give you that.
What about centaur?
It's 100 tars. That's a good question, though.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Program.
Yeah.
What is the centaur?
I don't know.
Half man, half
horse?
Half man, half horse?
I think so. Yeah.
Sounds right.
Isn't that a centaur?
Well, yeah, specific halves. But
still
yeah.
have some of those.
They don't all qualify.
You want the horse of the front half and the man on the back half?
For every one, there has to be another, right?
Fossil remains were found.
Still in the Grand Canyon area of the United States.
Half human, half horse.
Yeah, okay. Why scent? Why is that called
100% tar?
Yeah,
that's all we know at this point.
All tar at this point.
Question number three: what do you call a person who is 100 years old? I will give you an example if you want. Like a 80-year-old would be an octogenarian.
Old.
Oh, okay.
A 70-year-old is a. Let me do a different one. Please, septuagenarian. I second guessed myself there for a second. What do you call a person who is 100 years old?
Old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what old people do.
Fortunate.
Hey, we watched a 101-year-old throw out the first pitch of the Cardinal game.
That was pretty cool.
He threw a laser in there, baby.
That was impressive.
That was impressive, actually. Yeah. It really was, yeah.
Jealous all the way around there.
And Nick's the only one of us that might live to 100.
That's right.
Wait, why?
His special diet. Now he makes his own bread. I don't know.
So many things.
Oh, his wife will save him. That's a good
so
point.
Many reasons.
That is a good point.
All right, you guys ready? Mm-hmm. Reveal. Brian calls a centurion.
Centurion. Yeah.
Andy said decagenarian.
I'm something similar to that.
Decagenarian.
Decagenarian.
Yeah.
And Scott said centurion. There are no correct answers.
Huh.
The what you call a 100-year-old person is a centenarian.
Centenarian.
C-E-N-T-E-N-A-R-I-A-N.
Well, that system goes away from itself because sept and oct and non should go to dec, but it doesn't.
Correct. Yeah. Well, dec is 10, not
Well, 100. I didn't know there was names for people at a certain age. I am learning this tonight.
You've never heard term like octogenarian before?
No. Never.
No. I talk to people. I do things. I don't...
I get out. I move about.
How do I learn?
But now I'm learning, though, I guess every answer this first half is going to start with a C, apparently. Yeah. I'm learning that at this moment.
Ooh,
way to point that out.
Did anybody drop in?
You should have saved that little nugget for yourself, probably.
Maybe, yeah, exactly.
I'm still going to lose it.
There's layers to
it
this.
It may not even be true, and he's sitting there all coy.
Also true.
Question number four. What do you call a 100th anniversary? When you're celebrating a 100th anniversary, let's say like America's 100th birthday, or America's 200th birthday.
It applies to 100 and 200?
No, those are just examples. What do you call a 100th anniversary?
This one I actually feel okay about for some reason.
I hope you do.
I feel like I do too.
At first, it didn't click, but it eventually kind of did.
Oh, goodness gracious. Thank you for giving me the time.
Easy, fella.
Easy, big dog.
Easy.
All right.
Goodness Does gracious.
Everybody have an answer down.
Yes.
I feel like Brian's is going to be very sarcastic.
He wrote a lot.
He wrote a while. Yeah.
All right. Let's reveal, guys. Brian says a 100-year anniversary. You are correct. Andy says centennial. Nick says centennial. Scott says centennial.
That's right. Yeah.
Centennial is the correct answer.
I'm going to bust myself out and tell you I'd put centiversary first.
Centiversary.
Well, I picked up on the pattern, obviously, so I didn't know.
C-word.
Samsonite. Yeah.
That is adorable.
Yeah, well, good for you.
You're cute.
Centiversary.
All right, guys. You ready for question number five?
I think so.
Yeah.
Brent says no. Who is on the United States $100 bill? Tell me that guy's name. Oh, sorry.
Uh-oh.
Didn't mean to say it was... That was a hint.
What? Was halfway through my Susan B. Anthony answer.
Does everybody have an answer down?
I'm writing, sorry.
Jeez Louise. Should have taken like 3 seconds.
Yeah.
All right, let's reveal. We have Ben Franklin all the way around.
Benjis.
We know our
dough.
Actually,
Benjamin.
That is the correct answer. I do appreciate the Benjamin.
I just got lazy.
No need for
I was
that.
Waiting for somebody.
I almost went last.
I was waiting for somebody to just say all about the Benjamins, baby.
Yeah. I consider why it's easier to remember that.
That's
one
actually, yeah.
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 So, but it's all sure. about the Benjamins.
Baby.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, that's five questions. So let's get a score check from Nick.
Before that, let's hear from our sponsors.
Pay some bills, yeah.
All right, so after five, B, we got two. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Scotty and myself have three. Andy, four for five.
All right.
Doing pretty well.
80%er.
80%.
Let's go, baby.
All right, the second half. Like, I love to, I mean, we're always sports fans. Tell us who has. Patriots, Falcons, 28-3. Somebody comes back. But this is our 100th episode. We're reminiscing. We love the history, the laughs that we've had here. So these questions are based off stuff that we've had before.
Oh,
so
yes.
Some are going to be layups. Some are going to be layups. Some are going to, and I know who answered what at these times and
you
who
do.
Got them wrong and
oh,
who got them right.
Awesome. I'm hosed.
Oh, dude, the first question you're going to get 100%.
Is it about remembering the Titans?
Question number six. This 2000 sports drama tells the true story of a newly integrated high school football team in Virginia and the coach who helped unite the players from different backgrounds. What is the name of that movie?
I thought you were going to ask us a different question about the movie. That would have been way better. Like, what's the coach's name?
Yes. Oh, I don't know. I don't even
Nick,
know.
Nick, you should really check it out, though. It's a good movie.
Yeah. I want to go head to head with you on trivia about this movie just so I could shove it in your face.
That's a bonus episode.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if you
that's
would.
That's a great bonus episode.
I will do that.
Dude,
I feel like that could
head
be a
to
challenge.
Head.
Write it. I feel like that could be, that's a, we got a challenge.
I want to go head to head with Andy and Scott about Star Wars.
Dude, I think we got a new podcast coming out soon, guys. Right. Or at least something on our Patreon,
on the
baby.
Patreon,
that's
baby.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, all right, everybody reveal.
No, sorry.
Everybody has Remember the Titans, and that is a correct movie.
Yeah,
oh, I'm sorry, did you say
job,
everybody
Nick.
Got it right?
Everybody.
Everybody got it right. For the first time ever.
Yeah.
For that specific question.
Monkey is off your back.
Thanks. Yep. Right down the point.
Yeah, we peppered that joke pretty hard, didn't
we?
Leaned,
for a good long time. Yeah, we leaned into it. Yeah, we leaned into that pretty well.
We're
yeah.
supposed to let it go, but
we can't.
It took
scenario
a
we had to. Okay, so. When I hear it, I'll know it. Or I should have put that down. Hmm. This was a question that somebody was 100% on, but they got it wrong. So we're going to give them another chance. Name all seven Canadian NHL teams.
Yes. You're talking to me. I
love
it.
That.
No, I don't.
Well, we all have to do it.
Yeah, everybody has to do it. I don't
know. I thought I was in it. Yeah.
Yeah, I still don't think I can get that right. So name all seven Canadian NHL teams.
Can we forego the city?
Mm. Oh, I'm only going city, actually.
Oh, or
I will do either one. I know what you mean.
Okay, just a lot of writing.
Excuses. You don't know the team names.
Okay, here we go.
Loophole. Scott has found a loophole. Okay. Jeez, take forever.
I'm at six.
I think I was stuck at six when we answered this previously.
There's seven of these?
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Canadian
either.
Hockey teams, right?
In the NHL. none of them are in the NHL finals this year.
Yeah.
Man, I'm pretty sure one's wrong, and I'm hating it.
Do you have seven down?
I have seven, okay. And six I'm locked. And there's one that I think I got wrong, like the one I got wrong last time. I added it at the last minute, so I can't even think of what the right one is. Oh, never mind. It just hit me.
Like a ton of bricks. Like a slap shot.
No, it didn't. But it did remind me that I have the right answer.
Okay. Is everybody ready to reveal?
Sure.
Not really. But
I didn't get to seven.
I didn't get to seven, but
what?
I could not think of seven.
Okay.
Like I said, I'm losing it.
I'm beating my brain.
Let's reveal, guys.
I'm not losing by much.
Brian has Canadians, Ottawa Senators, Calgary Flames, Canucks. Toronto Maple Leafs, Edmonton Oilers, and the Winnipeg Jets. He has six.
You have Edmonton twice.
Fudge.
Okay.
So Winnipeg's what I erased. Oh.
Talk about your total mind blow.
Oh, I'm so stupid.
Nick has four. Montreal, Toronto, Ontario, and Ottawa.
I have no idea.
I forgot Edmonton.
Scott has Senators, Maple Leafs, Canadians, Flames, Canucks, and Jets. That's what so we do not have anyone who had the all
that
seven.
I cannot believe I wrote that twice.
I mean, and you erased the other one.
And Winnipeg's the other answer?
Yes. So the correct answers are Montreal Canadiens, Toronto Maple Leafs, Ottawa Senators, Winnipeg Jets, Edmonton Oilers, Calgary Flames, and Vancouver Canucks.
First of all, this
I'm,
is
I'm
from,
glad you caught that, Nick.
Which, that he had Edmonton twice? Oh, for sure.
So this is from the trivia that I wrote about Canada, and I got it wrong for what it's worth. I was moving across the country, and I just couldn't figure out which city I was missing, and it was Edmonton.
That is a bit funnier that, he wrote this question.
I wrote it.
And actually got it wrong. No,
I love it.
That's funny.
All right.
No one went out here.
Question number 8. We're going to call this question Ofer. Ofer 10. Who is the main character on the show Saved by the Bell?
Come on, baby. Come on. You can do it.
I was gonna phrase it differently or add another answer, but I thought it might be too tough for Ofer. Dr. Ofer.
Dr. Ofer.
Everybody have an answer down?
I don't know. I want to see. Does he have it? Does he have it?
I don't know. I have one name down.
Fence is killing.
Oh, well, okay. Can I preface this?
Do whatever you want.
Should I do first and last name or just one?
I wrote down first and last.
I did too.
Well, I know most people did.
It depends on
how. It's all for Scott at this point.
I will allow one name.
Okay.
Just for Dr. Wofford.
Probably wrong.
Probably.
Okay, reveal. Zach Morris.
Good job, Doc.
If I said you had to name first and last, would you have came up with Morris? No.
I mean, maybe more time, but I don't know. I can't say that I would have. Okay.
So we have four correct answers on that one. I wanted to ask the two main characters, Zach Morris and Kelly Kapowski. But
I think once you get past Zach, it's a group thing. I don't know if you can leave.
Screech?
I don't know if you can.
It's a good debate, actually.
Zach, what do you think? I mean, Scott, what do you think?
Screech, right?
Screech?
I mean, I know that name.
No, it's Zach, I think, and then it's the crew. I don't think there's.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree.
My opinion.
Yeah.
All right. Number 9, Andy.
Before we go to number 9, let's do it. We just got. Oh, great. Yeah. Let's do a quick score check. You guys want to know?
I'm down.
Yeah. Everything's pretty much the same, just a few more points. Brian, you now have 4. Mm-hmm. So you're still in the mix.
Yeah.
Scotty and myself have 5. Andy, you have 6.
6.
So 2 questions left. Everybody's still in this.
All right.
Question number 9, Andy. Mm-hmm. Oh. Geologists classify what igneous rock as a natural glass due to its lack of a crystalline structure. What is the name of this specific igneous rock?
What a properly worded and phrased question, Kelly.
Yours could have been worded better.
Yeah.
Okay, now I think I'm wrong, but I know I got it right. That one night.
Brian, are you not picking up your board? He looked at me and shrugged.
I need this to stay in the mix. I'm thinking right now. Give me a second.
Yeah, I'll read it again.
Okay.
Geologists classify what igneous rock as a natural glass due to its lack of a crystalline structure. This is from an episode that Andy
you were
wrote.
Mad about this one.
I was mad.
This was probably the most heated moment we've had on the show so far, I would think.
And I had several commenters say that I was right.
You had social media on your side, no doubt about that. And it was, I still stand by my,
it was like
my couple, ruling.
A couple hundred people.
Yeah, that's right.
I can't come up with it, and I'm blanking right now. Dang it.
You guys ready to reveal?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right. Scott has obsidian.
Dang it.
Nick abstains. Andy has obsidian. Brian had graphite. We have two correct answers. The answer is obsidian.
You did pick up your point, B.
Yeah.
I tried.
I like it.
Not
I like
come
it.
Up with that.
No, no.
Yeah. Dragon glass from the show or whatever. And yeah, volcanic glass is a common colloquial term for it.
I'm it is. It is, yeah. Ancient cultures used it as spears because it was so sharp.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the.
It's really cool looking.
It is very cool. And black glass is really slick. Yeah.
It's amazing. Yeah.
We are tantalizing Brian over here.
Wake up, buddy. Wake up.
I am sleepy.
Yeah.
Question number 10. All the way back to the beginning. This is the first question that was asked on our trivia podcast.
Wow. Gosh,
I got it. I love that. That's great.
Andy wrote it.
That's great.
So he didn't get to participate.
Mm-hmm.
The very first question.
Okay. The only person that got this wrong is Scott. We'll see if he remembers.
Oh, my gosh. My heart is racing.
Oh, wow. Really?
Are you going to actually ask the question?
I'm getting there.
Oh, okay. I thought you wanted us to write
you
what
the
question
write
was.
The answer.
Well, no, what the question was. Oh,
that's what I was actually trying to think of the actual question.
That would have been good, too.
I have no idea.
Well, since nobody absolutely knows.
Don't do that.
I wanted to change it. Who was the first major league player to be elected unanimously to the Baseball Hall of Fame, achieving this honor in 2019?
Yep.
Oh, I mean, I'm going to my immediate thought, and I feel like it's wrong.
It is wrong.
You got it wrong.
I know what you
put. I remember this vividly now. Yeah.
That's the very first question, huh?
That was the first question. I like that. Episode one.
I love it.
Good job, Kelly. That's fun to go back.
That is fun. I like that.
It's been a long time since I've listened to the early part of that catalog. Join me, fans. Let's go review some of those early ones.
They're good. Yeah. Or if you're newcomers, check them all out.
Audio quality is definitely different. We've learned a few things.
And the radio presence.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
All right.
Sorry.
Nick's jotting something down.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like in Spanish.
Maybe.
All right, guys, reveal. Scott has Ty Cobb.
I did not listen to the question.
No. I had Mariano Rivera.
Mariano Rivera?
Yes.
Mariano Rivera?
Yeah.
Mariano Rivera? Yep, that is the correct answer.
Yeah. What did you hear the question ask?
Who was the first person admitted into the Baseball Hall of Fame?
Oh, okay.
Unanimously.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I misheard the question.
That's an important detail.
Yeah, because I was like,
Ty Cobb went in with a group.
I would
have, it was a group that
the first,
the initial people that went in. It was a group
initial
of guys.
Class.
Yes,
Scotty, do you remember who you put in the very first?
No,
maybe Jeter. I think he may have put.
It was a Jeter.
I feel right.
Yeah, it was Derek
guy
Jeter.
Guy from Boston said no.
Yeah.
Yep. He was one vote away.
Stupid. No. Like
I hope
the guy
he got
from
fired.
Boston, of course.
Hate.
Yes.
It's kind of legendary, though. Yeah. I mean. Obviously, you know he's getting in. So,
although
just
that being said, not to, another debate, but Jeter's overrated, in my opinion. he's a great baseball player, hell of a baseball player, but he's overrated.
Well, stay tuned for that debate.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, that's 10 questions, Nick. Can we get a final score?
Yeah. Well, we finished. Brian, you ended with 5.
Yeah.
Scotty, myself, ended with 6. Andy, 8. 8 out of 10. Good for you, man. Congrats.
100, baby.
Strong.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congrats, buddy.
Put my stamp on season 2 here. I think that's my second win. I've had a rough year.
They're becoming fewer and far between.
Wear it with pride.
Yeah, I do. Yes. I love it. Thank you. That was fun, Kelly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, with that being said, we've been doing this for 100 episodes now. Do you guys have a favorite memory, funny question, answer, just anything? How do you feel about the episodes that we've done? How do you feel about the time that we spent doing this? Like, I am very happy. It's I mean, obviously I love hanging out with you guys. We're friends. We've been friends for a long time. The biggest joy to me is like getting together every week and hanging out and just BSing and just being boys. That's memorable. It makes me happy. So what are you guys' thoughts on any of those?
Yeah, I echo that. Obviously, I mean,
hello.
Thank you. Well done. Yeah, we've been doing this already, as I mentioned. really
way before this started.
Whole thing was born. Yeah, it's just this is when we would be at tradition on Sunday nights. We would talk about, you know, what were the three highest grossing movies across the 90s for each year. And we'd sit there for an hour and a half and guess them while somebody, you know, played whole held court.
Yeah.
Nerds.
That's what we've been doing. Right. I mean, it's funny because Nick actually brought this up. You know, the wives at times, the girlfriends over the years are like, what do you guys do? We're like, we talk about sports.
Well, that's what it's one of my favorite movies or memories. Nick's wife come up and hang out with us on Sunday. Yes. And she was there for about 30 minutes, 40 minutes. And she's like, this is what you guys do. She's like, I'm going home.
Not a fan.
It was fantastic. Yeah. I thought that was hilarious.
Try to tell her from the get-go, you don't want to be there. Yeah.
We're not out hunting.
No.
Yeah, yeah, right. A certain kind of.
So some of my favorite moments, I don't think ever get heard by the general public because we, you know, we have to edit things.
Sure.
And I don't mean profanities. I mean, sometimes those do occur. There was one time, I don't remember the word, Brian was reading flavor text. Do you remember this, Brian? And he couldn't say the word. And it was like, it was a word that you could probably normally say.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things when you're on a mic and you're, you know, quote unquote under pressure.
Yeah.
And you kept trying to say the word. Yeah. I don't remember the
word,
though.
This was at the very beginning.
I do remember.
No, yeah. This wasn't that long ago, actually, if you think.
It was,
if I recall,
was in the studio.
It was not that long ago.
I remember that.
I had to look that one up. Yeah, because I do remember that. It was hilarious.
Yeah.
You just could not say it.
But, I mean, that happens a lot. And then, of course, we're editing, but we're trying to read our flavor text or we're trying to fumble through a question. And that's when the giggles.
Yeah, we lost it for a while.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, anyway, that's one of my favorites.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough for me to pick out, like, a single favorite.
Because you have a terrible memory.
I do. I have such a terrible memory. The fact that I've even won any of these is somewhat impressive. I mean, anytime I won, I mean, that was fun for me. I'll say that. I don't know if there's like a single solitary memory. It just doing this has just been, it's just been a blast, you know? So just happy we've been doing it. Happy that people enjoy it and that we're going to continue on.
Brian, you awake?
Yeah, I'm here.
Pro-Am, do you have any?
Gosh, there's so many. I think I have a new favorite every week.
Well, very nice of you to say.
You mean favorite
very
personality
bureaucratic,
here?
Bureaucratic answer.
Well, I get to see behind the scenes, so my favorite stuff is probably stuff that is not for public consumption.
That's a different word for
whatever
PC.
Whatever do you mean? Yeah, well, we have really just a slightly different persona off air. I think we are all just completely ourselves with a certain censorship. It's because we want to appeal to families, right?
Yeah.
And then so many families have reached out. Talk about how they listen on the way to school or they write trivias for us together. I mean, this is all just unbelievably flattering, obviously, but that's why we stay focused on keeping it PG-13.
Yeah.
Too. Yeah.
I have that clip.
Yes.
I'm looking feverishly for it.
Oh.
I want you to say something about what you like about the show.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
We can edit this, but
I love hanging out with you guys, but I'm terrible at trivia and the listeners know this. So that's all I got. I just like hanging out with my boys.
There you go.
Well, I know we've had several people comment that Brian's their favorite, though, so it's not always about winning and losing.
It's not. He's the moneymaker.
Yeah, we got to get him on a T-shirt, get his face on a T-shirt.
He's a mascot.
I don't think anybody wants that.
That'd be pretty awesome.
That would be.
It's going to be a big T-shirt. I would like it.
Right. Exactly, yeah, right, yeah. Nobody wants to own that shirt.
I'd wear that shirt.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
Congrats to all you, though, for hitting. We hit 100.
Yeah.
Centenarians we are.
Yes, we are. I
mean, none of you got it right.
Centenarians.
That's a dynamite drop in.
It doesn't feel right to me. I don't know why. But I believe you for now.
I think of Gladiator. Centurion! You know what I'm talking about? When I hear that word, that's like the scene. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
When he's about to get executed. That's like what pops in my head. Yeah.
I like it.
So that's all I got. Congrats, Andy, on your
good
win.
Job,
good job, buddy.
Yeah.
Good job.
Thank you. 100th.
And on to the next one.
Your trivias have been the most creative so far, and I'd throw Brian in there with that, but the driveway trivia that we did where you just kind of told
that's
the stories and asked. That was a really, really standout episode for me.
Yeah.
And then tons of moments, tons of laughs, just doing what we do. All right.
Thanks. All right, on to 101.
Another 100 more, yeah. All
right, guys. Love you guys.
Love you. That's going to do it for this episode of the Ultimate Trivia Podcast. Nick, do you love us?
Nick, say it. Say it.
Do it.
I'm not saying it.
Say it.
Stay tuned for episode 200.
Hey, can I just say, Nick, I love you, Nick. I love you.
We love you.
Thanks, B.
Nick.
Oh, baby. We'll see you next time with more trivia and more fun. Until then, keep your brain sharp and those bellies laughing.